Virginia's recent gubernatorial candidates were remarkable for how unremarkable or outright distasteful they were to voters. In spite of polls showing dissatisfaction with both Republican Ken Cuccinelli and Democrat Terry McAuliffe, in an off-year election, Virginians flooded voting booths, giving McAuliffe the chance to become the Commonwealth's 72nd governor.
He won because he used tools and technology to turn out a rising American electorate at near-presidential levels.
That's New York Congressman Steve Israel. During the 2014 election cycle, Israel is heading the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC, as it's called here in Washington. Israel says the 2013 race in Virginia, the issues used to win, and the impressive get-out-the-vote effort is giving his party its roadmap to a winning 2014 cycle.
We will replicate that in our competitive districts throughout the country.
Israel is trying to orchestrate a Democratic sweep, in spite of historic trends that show Republicans should maintain control of the House and possibly recapture the Senate. During the government shutdown, Democrats saw their approval ratings shoot up. Then the government's lights flipped on, and the public turned its anger to the botched rollout of the federal health care website. Republicans then saw their numbers rebound. Those ups and downs don't really mean much to most of us, but the data is never far from Congressman Israel's mind.
My little cheat sheet here, because I carry around lots of different numbers.
For Democrats to control the House, Israel needs to capture seats like the 2nd District of Virginia, currently held by Republican Scott Ridgel. In attempting to cultivate the image of a pragmatic moderate, Ridgel has at times broken with conventional GOP wisdom, even riding with President Obama on Air Force One. His district is one of the most purple in the nation. Israel says it's all smoke and mirrors.
Congressman Ridgel as a prime example of somebody who owned the entire field. So he could fool all the people all the time. When he wanted to paint himself as a moderate, he could. When he wanted to paint himself as a Tea Party conservative, he did.
The DCCC is backing Suzanne Patrick, who they love noting served as a defense official under President George W. Bush. Israel notes that could appeal to all the military personnel and defense contractors in the Virginia Beach area.
She's in that race as a true centrist, and now Ridgel in every vote has to agonize over who he is. And Suzanne Patrick is going to remind people exactly who he has been.
With Congress pulling at historic lows, it's evident voters are tired of politics as usual. Congressman Ridgel is trying to tap into that sentiment.
No one is happy, I really believe, with both parties.
While Ridgel votes with his party more than 90% of the time, he also opposes Grover Norquist's anti-tax pledge. Ridgel also rejected his party's strategy on defunding so-called Obamacare that led to the government shutdown.
Every single American is harmed by gridlock, which means that we're going to have to give a bit on both sides.
While many conservative groups opposed the recent budget deal, Ridgel, along with the rest of the delegation, supported it. He says it moves Congress back to regular order, which he says military officials in his district need.
The system itself, the way it's designed and being administered, is hurting our country. The gridlock is really hurting our country.
Kyle Condick is a campaign analyst with the University of Virginia Center for Politics. He says Ridgel's seat will be a key indicator in the 2014 campaign. The congressman maintained the seat even as the president won his district in 2008. Condick says he's dubious of Democrats' attempts to use the Virginia model to excite voters.
You know, 2008, 2010, 2012, you know, Democrats win two presidential races and sandwiched in between it is this horrible, horrible loss in 2010.
Democrats need to capture 17 Republican seats nationwide to regain control of the House. And they're hoping to use the Virginia model to turn Congress a little more blue. I'm Matt Laszlo.